Now, Republicans in the state Senate met yesterday to talk about the budget, and the first vote on the plan is expected to come in the assembly by early next week. On Monday, we talked to a Republican on the legislature's budget writing committee about what made it into the budget and what didn't. Today, we hear from one of the committee's Democratic members. State Senator John Erpenbach represents Wisconsin's 27th Senate District, which includes Baraboo, Mount Horeb, and Belleville. Senator Erpenbach, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, before we get into some of the details in this joint finance budget, big picture, what are your reactions to what came through the committee?
Disappointment. A lot of missed opportunities to work with Governor Evers on K-12 funding, on special education funding, UW system funding, and certainly transportation. And the Republicans never took the governor up on his offers to sit down and talk about their differences. So missed opportunities, and in the end, the results are pretty disappointing.
By and large, though, for those issues you just mentioned, the Republicans are increasing funding for education, Medicaid or health care coverage and transportation, just not as much as the governor was looking for. Is this a happy middle ground compromise?
Oh, no, not even close. I mean, when you cut special education funding by about 60 or 70%, which is what they did, and you cut the recommendations from Governor Evers on K-12 funding, which is what they did, that's not a good thing. I mean, the priority of the budget should be and always should be, basically, is making sure that our kids have opportunities no matter what part of the state they live in. And the budget that the governor introduced was balanced. They might not have liked the way it was balanced, but it was. And on transportation, you know, the idea of increasing basic, you know, registration fees and so on, rather than increasing the gas tax, just lets out-of-state drivers off the hook. So, yeah, the Republicans increased it more, but they didn't. I don't think they had a choice in that area, but certainly not nearly what it should have been.
Let's get to one of the ways the governor had hoped to pay for some of his budget increases, accepting federal help for Medicaid. What do you think about the decision of Joint Finance not to agree with the governor on that one?
I think it's probably one of the more irresponsible financial decisions I think I've seen Republicans make since I've been in office. And I'm not saying that to exaggerate, because here's the deal. The way the governor had it proposed is you take the Medicaid expansion, which means you cover people up to 100%, 138% of federal poverty level with Badger Care. If you do that, we save $324 million right off the bat of state money. We also leverage about $1.4 billion in more federal funding coming to the state to go into all sorts of other types of programs. And that's, you know, when we talk about federal money, let's make no mistake about that. That's Wisconsin taxpayers' money that we send out to Washington. And Washington is basically saying, here, take it back. And by saying no, the Republicans had to spend about an additional $300 million of just general tax revenue that could have gone to schools, that could have gone to anywhere else. They're spending that to say no to that $1.4 billion, which is, you know, just ridiculous. They have no excuses for doing it. But, again, it's a situation where they view Badger Care, for example, covering low-income folks with health care as welfare. Well, it's not. I mean, these are people who are making, you know, $8 an hour. And there are people out there. There's about 80,000 people out there who have been covered by this. But, yeah, it was a financially irresponsible thing to do, especially when you're cutting K-12 education based on what the governor wanted to fund, cutting special education based on what the governor wanted to fund, in order to spend that money on Medicaid so you don't have to take the $1.4 billion.
They raised concerns that taking this federal Medicaid money would put more people on Medicaid reimbursements that can be low for a lot of health care providers. They raised concerns that this is going to hurt health care providers in Wisconsin, switching people, say, from the marketplace to Badger Care.
Well, it actually doesn't. And there are going to be people there. There's probably about, the numbers are basically saying there's about 82,000 people the expansion would have covered. About 40,000 of those people are in and out of the marketplace depending on their financial situation. So, in other words, some of them are uninsured and still walking into emergency rooms with no way to recover any of that money. So, at the very least, what you would be doing is people would be walking in with Badger Care. So, you do have some coverage in that. But, again, the idea that they're not taking this because it might hurt the providers. The providers have to provide no matter what. I would tend to think the providers want to be reimbursed something as opposed to nothing in certain cases. And that's, again, by saying no to the Medicaid expansion, that's what the Republicans are doing.
Talking to State Senator John Erpenbach on the Joint Finance Committee about the budget plan that passed with the Republican majority on that committee. On the how to pay for things side of things, both the Joint Finance Plan and the governor's plan involved some tax cuts. The governor had hoped to pay for more tax cuts at the lower and middle ends by cutting a manufacturing tax credit. That didn't end up happening. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's in there basically to give some of the more wealthy people of Wisconsin a tax break. Now, these are people who create jobs. But the studies have shown year after year that the manufacturers and ag tax break that's out there doesn't produce the jobs, not nearly close to what Republicans thought they would do. So rather than kind of roll some of that money back and spread it out over to middle-income taxpayers here in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans kept that multimillionaire tax break in there, and in the end, that's what it is. I mean, it's a tax break for people who make a lot of money. But the governor was right to basically cap the manufacturing part of that tax break, and he took that money and plowed it into K-12 education, and special education also helped provide a tax break for middle-class tax break for Wisconsinites. But not doing what the governor recommended, meaning that meant the means the Republicans had to spend more money in other places that we didn't have to had they taken the governor's recommendation from the get-go.
This has passed Joint Finance. Now, of course, it would have to go through the full assembly, then the Senate before going to the governor. Do you see room for changes in the full chambers?
I think, actually, it may have to change in the Senate. I don't know if there's enough votes as it is right now to pass in the Senate. So I expect it to change a little bit. But I really hope the Republican leadership takes the governor up on his offer and sit down and talk about the differences rather than just putting a document on his desk. That would be very hard to not partially veto just about all of it. Because, again, if you take a look at what the governor requested, he's not getting a lot of what he requested. You know, just transportation alone, the way the Republicans have it set up, it's not fair. It's simply not fair. Out-of-state drivers are off the hook when it comes to paying increases gas taxes in this state, and Wisconsinites have to foot the bill for everything else. So right there, that's not fair, and it's something that I know the governor doesn't really appreciate. So I expect it to change between now and the time it gets to his desk. To what degree depends on whether or not the Republicans are willing to talk to a Democratic governor about the differences.
Briefly, as we wrap up, some of your colleagues have raised concerns about environmental aspects and conservation aspects in the budget. Anything there you'd want to highlight?
The governor early on in his term basically claimed this year as the year of clean water in Wisconsin. And when it comes to the CAFOs or the large factory farms and trying to make sure that not only are they're regulated, but there are penalties in place in case they violate regulations out there, that could have been substantially stronger than it is as it stands right now. So just that issue alone was pretty frustrating to deal with. But we have to clean up our water. We need to do a lot more to make sure that we're dealing with the lead laterals in certain parts of Wisconsin. And we also have to deal with our well water. I mean, our groundwater is becoming contaminated. The Republicans, I don't think, moved the needle too much in the direction of clean water. So that was frustrating.
Senator Erpenbach, thanks for joining us today.
All right, anytime.
That was State Senator John Erpenbach, who represents Wisconsin's 27th Senate District, including Baraboo, Mount Horeb, and Belleville. He's also a member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, and he joined us today to talk about his reaction to the latest version of the state budget. It was approved last week by the committee's Republican majority.